Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up?
I am Antoine Weisslicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Also, fuck that Instagram, man. We ain't been on that shit in a minute. Get into that Facebook group. Join that community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Click up, post up, join the group. We'd love to have you. That noise you was hearing at the beginning of the episode was the air conditioning, because, you know, it be hot in these parts.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah, you know. So, what's been going on with you, bro?
Quarantine.
Man, the quarantine, dude, it's been rough out here. Yeah, going to the fucking supermarkets and can't get no meats. Abe, pause on the meats. Niggas can't get no chicken, no steak. All the hot dogs gone.
Yo, hot dogs is hard to find, man. Yeah. For real.
Can't get no hamburgers. You know the little bubble burgers that come in the box and shit? Mm-hmm. You can't get no bubble burgers. Niggas can't get nothing out here.
Shit, somebody on the corner from me, they was grilling.
They was grilling?
Yeah.
What?
I walked out, so I'm like, damn, that shit smell good.
Word
up. They was grilling.
Hey, man, you in the comfort of your own backyard, I guess.
It was nice out today, too.
It was nice out, you know. But just because it's nice out, people, don't mean that virus ain't still out here. Be careful and be safe, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep that distance. Don't be coughing and sneezing on each other and shit.
For real.
Because it's still real out here.
Yeah. Word. I'm about to work another month sitting in the crib.
I know, man.
I mean, I don't mind being in the crib.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's what I do. You know, on today's episode, we are going to do another bracket for you guys. We are going to figure out what is the greatest comedy show, live action comedy show of all time. That's what we gonna do.
Now, in all fairness, I ain't watch a lot of comedy shows, so.
As always, it's gonna be what we watched. You know, we're gonna try to make it as good as possible, you know. The integrity of the bracket is upheld with the randomization of the picks. Is randomization a word? Yes, it is.
I don't even know.
I think it's a word.
It's whatever we want it to be.
It's whatever we want it to be, you know. But for those who don't know, WrestleMania is tonight.
It's on Saturday. Right now.
It's on right now. It is also on tomorrow night. And I do have the matches for night one, which is tonight. Damn it, I spoiled two of them for myself.
Oh, well. I'm going to go home after this and watch it.
So, the night one matches are as follows. On the pre-show, you have Cesaro versus Drew Gulak.
They had a pre-show?
Yes.
What the fuck you need a pre-show for? You got 2 days.
They're having a pre-show both days. So, on the pre-show, Cesaro and Drew Gulak.
Since Vince don't like Cesaro, I got Drew Gulak.
You got Drew Gulak?
Yeah, he don't like Cesaro.
Okay. It is what it is. And then also you have the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships, the Kabuki Warriors versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
Oh, Alexa Bliss taking that. She pinning Kairi Sane.
No, right. Then we got Elias versus King Corbin on night one.
We know Corbin taking that.
Also, tonight on night one, you have The Undertaker versus AJ Styles in a Boneyard match.
What the fuck is a Boneyard match?
I have no idea.
Okay, The Undertaker. It's WrestleMania.
Wikipedia don't even know what a Boneyard match is.
Because there's never been one.
There's never been one. Also, on night one, we're going to have Becky Lynch defending the Raw Women's Championship against Shayna Baszler.
Man, if Becky Lynch don't lose.
Also on night one, we're going to have Sami Zayn defending the Intercontinental Championship against Daniel Bryant. Daniel Bryant's going to have Drew Gulak in his corner. And Sami Zayn's going to have Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura in his corner.
I'm taking Sami. He just got it.
He just got it.
Like, he ain't even had a title defense.
Yep. The SmackDown Tag Team Championships will be decided tonight on night one. It will be a triple threat ladder match with John Morrison versus Jimmy Uso versus Kofi Kingston. Now, I know what you're thinking. I just said this, the tag team championships. That is correct. The tag team championships will be defended in a singles three-way ladder match because The Miz is out with illness, so he was unable to compete. So therefore,
he was just on SmackDown last night.
He's unable to compete. Illness. He's unable to compete. They filmed the stuff.
You couldn't film that match like 2 weeks ago?
They couldn't film that match 2 weeks ago. So he's out. Also on night one, we will have Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins in a singles match.
Yo, they should have just canceled WrestleMania.
And then the main event, I'm assuming that this is the main event for night one, is the Universal Championship match with Goldberg versus Braun Strowman. Yes, Braun Strowman has taken up the mantle as Roman Reigns will not participate in WrestleMania.
And you want to know what? Goldberg's winning that.
Goldberg's winning that. All right. Now on night two.
What shirt you got on?
I got on a Triple H joint.
Ah, yeah. All right. I see it now.
Got the Triple H joint. See, you got the Balor Club joint on. Looking good, looking good. On night two, on the pre-show, we're going to have a singles match with Natalya versus Liv Morgan.
Let's go, Liv.
Let's go, Liv. Let's go, Liv. Liv long and prosper?
Sure.
Sure. We will have the NXT Women's Championship match with Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair.
Rhea Ripley should win, but I can see Vince putting that shit on Charlotte.
You can see Vince putting that shit on Charlotte. John Cena will face The Fiend Bray Wyatt in a Firefly Funhouse match.
Yo, Bray better win.
Bray better win.
Yo, if Bray don't win, I'm not watching wrestling no more. Word up.
Word up.
Word up.
You're not watching WWE no more. You're not watching wrestling.
I ain't watching wrestling.
It's a whore. Wow.
That's that bullshit. Cena don't even wrestle.
Yo, that's the fate of the world right there. Like, hey, yo, if that happens and this man never watches wrestling again, yo, it's going to be rough. Then we have a fatal five-way elimination match for the women's SmackDown tag team champ. Excuse me. Bleh, bleh. For the SmackDown women's championship, you have Bayley, Lacey Evans, Naomi, Sasha Banks, and Tamina.
What rock they find Tamina under?
I don't know. But I misspoke the last time. I said Carmella was originally supposed to be a part of this match, and it wasn't the case. Carmella is under a rock somewhere. It was Dana Brooke who was supposed to be in there. The
well, they should have put Dana Brooke in there instead of Tamina.
Well, Dana Brooke she's in quarantine. She's not coming out. That's why she's not in the match. She decided to stay in for health reasons. She didn't want to be out here risking her life with that COVID going on.
Fair enough.
You know? But I don't know, man. You know, we ain't seen you in a while anyway. So this is your opportunity. You know, up next, you got on night two, we got Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley with Lana in his corner in a singles match.
Why?
Don't know why. We just know that match is going to happen on night two.
Okay, Bobby Lashley's there to take the L.
Yep. Also, on night two, you're going to have Otis versus Dolph Ziggler with Mandy Rose in his corner.
Mandy should be the special guest referee.
Mandy, she should have been the special guest referee?
Yup.
That would have put a nice little wrinkle into it. That would have been good.
Who she going to fast count for? You know what I'm saying?
That would have been good. That would have been good. Also, we got a last man standing match with Edge versus Randy Orton.
Yo. We all know Edge taking that. Edge ain't losing a match in his 3 years that he got left on the steal.
Yeah. Wow. He got 3 years on his deal? Mm-hmm. And he ain't losing a match?
Nah, he got the Brock Lesnar schedule.
Oh, he got the Brock Lesnar
schedule? So he only going to do like 4 matches a year. But okay. He ain't going to lose none of them. He'll catch a beat down somewhere so he can take some time off.
Right, right.
You know?
Okay.
Like Randy did to him.
All right, I could give you that.
But he ain't going to lose a match.
And then we got the Street Profits. Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory.
What?
The United States champion, what's the Andrade. Guy's name? Andrade. I don't know why the fuck I wanted to say something different. Why was I going to call him Carrillo for a second there?
Because Humberto Carrillo should have won it like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I don't know why I was going to say that. But Andrade suffered an injury before taping. So he is not going to be in this match. He was replaced by the up-and-coming Austin Theory, who is basically doing the Austin Aries shtick that they could have did with Austin Aries while he was in the damn company.
I don't understand why they couldn't have AOP get a title shot. It's storyline.
Or the Viking Raiders. Yeah. Either way, you got two teams that could have got a title shot.
Legit tag teams.
Now they got two guys that they just threw together. I don't even think Austin Theory knew who the fuck Angel Garza was.
Angel Garza probably don't know who Austin Theory is.
They don't know who they met each other in the locker room that day. It was like, yo.
They just happened to be in the PC. Like, oh, what's your name?
Put y'all two together and have a tag team match real quick.
I know Trips is shaking his head like, god damn, man. Y'all just fucking my shit up.
And they about to ruin Austin Theory. Austin Theory about to catch this L.
He is going to catch the pin, too.
He catching a pin bad.
Where he taking that Montez Ford 10-star frog splash off the top rope. Because he be jumping mad high.
Hell yeah. RVD ain't got shit on high. Hell no. He jumping, dog. And then what I perceive to be the main event is going to be Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship.
Like, I want to say Drew should win, but it's Brock. You never know. Word up. Ask Roman.
Ask Roman.
Shit.
You see Paul Heyman in the backstage and Gorilla like, yo, I'm going to go out here. And when I go out here, I told them what the spoiler was last week. It better happen. Like, y'all better not make no audibles on the fly on it. But yeah, man, so those are your WrestleMania matches.
Wow, what a shitty card.
For nights one and night two. Hey, man, this is supposed to be an awesome card. New Japan, Wrestle Kingdom did it better.
Yeah.
Wrestle Kingdom did the two-night event better. What made them want to do this two nights, though? Because it was just so many fucking matches, that's what it was?
They made up matches, bro. You ain't need some of these matches.
We didn't need that Liv Morgan Italian joint.
No. What storyline they got? Why ain't Liv Morgan fighting, what's the chick?
Ruby Riott.
Like that storyline to me.
Nobody knows. you know, we didn't need the King Corbin versus Elias joint.
Nah, why is Cesaro fighting Drew Gulak?
We need that.
Why is Bobby Lashley and
and Aleister Black fighting?
Come on.
We need that. At least they give it Otis and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, that's like a 10-month storyline.
Yeah, at least they giving them a shot on them. You know, I mean, I still don't know how the fuck Daniel Bryan end up getting the title shot against Sami Zayn, but it should be a good match. Unfortunately, that's not the match that opened the show.
What opened the show?
You want me to tell you which one opened the show?
You can tell me the match. You ain't got to tell me who.
Oh, okay. The Women's Tag Team Championship opened the show.
Oh, wow.
So that's what opened the show.
Hey, the best part about that match is hearing Asuka yelling Japanese. So.
Yo, Asuka's amazing. Asuka's great. I love Asuka.
They need to put her on commentary and stop playing.
They need to put her on commentary?
Yeah.
We don't need to understand that she's saying.
Nah.
That's cool.
Just, nah.
It's great.
We know she cursed the bitches out in Japanese. It's all good.
Yeah. So, Kofi Kingston on the podcast on the New Day podcast. Talked about humans. Why is it weird? Why would it be weird for an adult human to drink breast milk? You know? I guess...
He don't drink milk.
He don't drink milk, but he said that, you know, if it was acceptable for adults to drink women's breast milk, he probably would.
Titty-sucking-ass motherfucker.
He just said that it shouldn't be weird for adults to drink breast milk when they drink milk from other species, like cows, goats, and shit like that.
Well, it's weird for me because I don't drink milk. So
I don't drink... Well, I drink soy milk, which is a bean, you know. I drink almond milk, you know. But does he have a point there? Is it kind of valid? Like, why we drink the milk from a cow instead of just, you know, drinking breast milk our whole life?
It's all nasty to me, so.
It's all nasty to you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you ever had women's breast milk?
Not since I was a baby.
Not since you was a baby. Not since you was a baby. I don't know, man.
Nah, I'm good on that.
I stick with my soy milk.
Yeah. I'm good on that.
You know. Hey, man. Just some breast milk out there. Some fresh Cambodian breast milk.
Nope. Nope. I don't need no milk mustache. None of that.
You don't need no milk mustache? Mm-mm. Only mustaches we fucking with is the alcohol mustaches.
I can grow a real mustache. I just cut my shit off. I did that shit yesterday.
I mean, at least you still got some stubble there. You ain't come out here, because I don't trust niggas with no mustache. If you'd have came out here with no stash at all, looking like a goddamn pedophile, like, I'd be like, yo, you got to carry your ass back in the house and glue some shit on, dog.
He said glue some shit on.
Like, you can't be walking around here like that.
I mean, I got to have something up there.
Yeah, you got to have something up there, man. You got to have something up there. Khabib Nurmagomedov. I'm always butchering that dude's name. But he got on ESPN the other day and gave an interview via Skype.
People still use Skype?
Or whatever the fuck he used. I don't know. I'm going to say Skype.
Okay.
People don't still use Skype? What they use
know.
Now?
I don't know what the fuck motherfuckers use.
Then why the fuck you saying like you knew the new technology that they got out or something?
I don't know. Shit. The only video chats I call is from Facebook.
Okay. Maybe he was on Facebook, IG Live, one of them motherfucking things. I don't know what he was on, but he did an interview via satellite. That's how they used to say it back when it was wrestling. He's on
they
via
still
satellite.
Do that on wrestling.
He's on via satellite. So they did an interview via satellite and Khabib is basically saying that, you know, Dana and them trying to throw him under the bus. Like, it's his fault that the fight ain't happening. He said that even now, they still don't have a location on where they gonna fight. And no government is giving them clearance to actually fight.
Yeah, because it's a sporting event. Shit, they about to shut down wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, I think, today issued something saying that shit's about to get shut down. I think Atlanta's about to shut down AEW.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no sports going on.
Yeah. So, you know, and he basically said that, you know, you could barely understand the motherfucker, but he's an intelligent guy. He's basically saying, like, you know, we have no location to fight. Nobody's giving me a location to fight. I haven't got clearance to actually fight. What you want me to do? In order for me to come to America, I got to get a private plane.
Yep.
I have to get permission from my government. I have to call up Putin and be like, yo, can you let me out the country? And then I have to call up your government. If I'm going to do this in America, I got to call Trump and I got to say, yo, will you let me in the country so that I can fight this guy? You think that's going to happen?
Putin and Trump, they boys, man.
You know?
He get that.
He get men. They boys. We'll talk politics.
I didn't say nothing political. I just said they boys. They boys. But yeah,
he was like, you know, you think that's gonna happen? And it's like, you know, this is not what's up. He was like, yo, I'm not ducking Ferguson. He's telling the people, he's like, look, I'm not ducking Ferguson. If I was ducking him, I would have took the fight that was offered to me. They offered me to fight Conor McGregor. Well, he called him chicken. He didn't call him Conor McGregor. He said they offered me to fight chicken. And of course, I could fight chicken again, and I would have made my biggest payday. But I don't want the easy fight. I beat him already. I could beat him again. I want to fight somebody that I haven't fought yet. That's a good matchup for me. It's like, I want the good fight. I want the dream fight that all the fans want. But while we got this virus going on and I can't go nowhere, and they still haven't given me a location yet, what do you want me to do? This is basically what he's saying.
Tell Dana to build a ring in his backyard. Let's do it.
Build a ring in his backyard and let's do it.
Film it on your iPhone because we know y'all got iPhones.
No, you got the iPhones.
There you go.
But again, man, for those people who think that Khabib is running from the situation, he was saying that they didn't have a location for him when he said he was going to go train.
They don't have a location.
Yeah. He was like, they didn't have one when he said he was going to go train.
Like, how you have a date, but you ain't got no location? Yeah.
And they still don't have one now. That so
just sounds stupid.
You're about a week off from it. It's supposed to happen on, what, the 18th?
Mm-hmm.
You're about a week off from it and no location.
2 weeks.
2 weeks off and no location. What do you expect that man to do? You know, they're saying, well, if he can't do it, then, you know, Dana would put together another opponent for Tony Ferguson and they'd fight for an interim belt. How you gonna fight for an interim belt when the champ is healthy and can compete?
Dana be giving away belts, man.
Like, the fuck you gonna, why, how the fuck you gonna make an interim champion when the champ,
he got belts hanging in his closet,
just giving out belts.
Yeah,
like, how the fuck you keep making all these interim champions? Like, the niggas ain't the real champ right here.
Dana don't care about that.
He about to make up a nice little light heavyweight interim champion in a minute here. You know, I was going through at the job and I got some crazy names for you, man.
Okay.
This lady's name was Kathleen Twerk.
What's crazy about that?
That's her last name, Twerk.
So?
Kathleen Twerk.
Twerk it, cat.
Twerk it, cat. And then, I guess this lady, I think she got married or something. But it's Vicky Blue Taylor.
Okay.
Vicky Blue Taylor.
Aries didn't like that.
He didn't like that one. He didn't like that one, man. Yo, before we get to the bracket here real quick, got a question for you. Came from social media. Name something from your childhood that younger kids these days just won't understand.
From my childhood?
Yeah, something from when you was growing up that younger kids these days just won't understand.
Playing outside.
Playing outside? They ain't gonna know nothing about playing outside.
My son don't like playing outside, man.
I know.
Word up. Summertime, you're like, it's hot. I'm going outside. I'm going inside. Sitting playing my Xbox.
He also like to watch people play with toys on YouTube.
He doesn't watch it. He just puts it on as background noise.
Background noise. Yeah. Okay.
He don't watch it no more. It's just background noise. It's
background noise. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with the background noise, man. I be putting background noise on too, man.
There is something wrong with that. When you sitting there, you playing the game, and you got to have the TV on too. Come on.
Wait a minute. So, he's playing the game, the handheld game, but he got the TV on. Oh, I do that all the time, man. Come on, man.
Nah.
I be on my laptop with a tablet in my hand.
Yeah, you pay your bills. You can do that. You pay your bills. You can do that. And then he gonna come to me like, Daddy, my controller's dead. Because you had it on the whole goddamn time. You ain't using it. It turns off and he turns it back on. Like, you asked out. Put it on the charger.
I kind of like that explanation. You pay your bill, you can do that. You don't.
For real.
Hey, man, give them the benefit of the doubt, man. What else is it from your childhood that just kids would just never be privy to nowadays?
Truthfully, freedom.
Freedom?
And it's because of the times now. It's like,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I was everywhere.
Yeah, me too.
I hopped on the bike, I was gone.
Yeah, me too. Your mom could send you outside and just be like, yo, play, and then just come back before the street lights come back on. You know, it's society. It's the world we live in now, man. Motherfuckers don't want to leave kids alone and shit. Why you messing with kids, man? Leave them fucking kids alone, dog. They are our future.
Word. You want some candy? You want some ice cream?
And then you want to be fucking molesting kids and shit. Like, leave the kids alone. Kidnapping and shit. Leave the fucking kids alone, dog. You right, though. They don't know. And that's probably a lot of reason they don't want to go outside. Motherfuckers don't want to go outside because it's dangerous. And it ain't even like the back in the day dangerous where it was drug dealers and fucking gangsters on the corners and shit.
Yo, first off, it's 2020. If you stand on the corner, you something wrong. All right, it's something wrong.
I'm saying, man, you know. Niggas got that cyber hustle now.
For real.
Anything online now. Yeah. They speaking in code like, yo, I want 2 zoom zooms and a wham wham.
Something. Something.
Like, let me get a couple of those toothpicks.
I know you got the burner phone. I don't want to hear that shit.
Motherfuckers doing transactions through PayPal and shit.
Word, I'm going to ship this right over to you.
Keeping it secure and shit. Using FedEx. Using FedEx and shit. Got the drugs hidden in the motherfucking diaper bag and shit.
For real.
We don't know this personally. We just saying, okay?
I don't know nothing about it.
Like, we don't know nothing about this personally. We just saying.
I sold weed and I smoked more than I sold. Believe me.
You can't get high on your own supply, man.
I damn sure did.
Now.
I was terrible at it.
You was terrible at it.
Yup.
Hey, man, it happens, man. You live and you learn.
I was trying to learn. I was trying to smoke.
I understand.
Word.
Now, I have one more social media question.
Okay.
Now, if a woman catches her man cheating and she vandalizes his car, like paints on that shit, slashes the tires, busts the windows out, should she go to jail for vandalizing his car?
Hell motherfucking yeah.
She should go.
Yup.
She caught him cheating, she should go.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it happens.
Hell yeah, she deserved to go to jail.
She should keep her hands off the shit.
Yes. Yup. Obviously, I'm... I ain't gonna say no more.
Oh, man.
Just don't touch the nigga's shit.
Just don't touch the nigga's shit. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you want to kick him out, you want to get rid of him, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't touch somebody else's shit. You don't want nobody touching your shit.
Exactly. But yeah, man, you know, they be out there, they be going back to that waiting to exhale moment, dog, when Angela Bass set the car fire and shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stop doing that stuff.
Hey, left eye burnt a nigga crib down.
Burnt a nigga crib down. And when you get in arguments, stop smashing up your own shit. When you're in the house and you're having an argument, stop smashing up your own shit. That's the stupidest thing. You're breaking your own shit.
Yeah.
Because you mad.
Yeah, I done broke many Madden controllers. Controllers playing Madden.
Okay, that's a different story. That's frustrating. That's frustrating. We talking about motherfuckers having an argument and throwing their own phone across the room and shit. Like, fuck this shit. This is bullshit. Stop throwing your own shit.
I'll never throw a phone.
Yeah, motherfuckers be doing that shit.
Man, that's $800 right there.
Well, if you get the new shit.
If you get a new shit, yeah, you spend well, $800 to $1,000.
Yeah.
On a new on a phone, dog. Crack the screen and shit. Do y'all motherfuckers be walking around with the cracked iPhone because y'all be arguing and you throw your shit? Or is it just, I think, do iPhones come with that defect? Like, it just come with a cracked screen? Because it seems like everybody who got an iPhone got a cracked screen.
Because they're cheaply made. And they know you're going to pay. You're either going to walk around with that broke-ass phone or you're going to spend $1,000 on a new one.
Yeah, okay, cool. I just wanted to know because, motherfucker, it seemed like every motherfucker.
Everybody I know with an iPhone
got a cracked screen. Yep. Yeah. I thought it was just me. But unfortunately, it's not just me. And I don't have an iPhone, people. I have an Android.
Nah, I don't do that iPhone. I don't do Apple products.
Yeah, I got a MacBook.
I wouldn't.
And an iMac. Their computers are made durable. I like their computers.
Okay, whatever. Get you a Chromebook.
Listen here, son. You ain't gonna sit up here and talk about my MacBook.
Get you a Chromebook.
You know, we doing the idol here. You know, fuck them Chromebooks and all them goddamn updates and shit.
Fuck Apple.
You know how many times
I don't like this Apple staring at me.
Hey.
Word.
You gotta get over it. You ready to get into this bracket though, bro? Now, like I said before, man, we got the greatest comedy show of all time
that we've watched.
As always, again, it's gonna be things that we've watched. If your favorite show isn't on here, i.e. Seinfeld.
I got a quarter. Hold on.
i.e. Seinfeld. If Seinfeld isn't on here, because it's not on here, I'm telling you right now, it's not.
It's Seinfeld, not Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. He out in the field, signing autographs, whatever the fuck he doing out there. Seinfeld, if you looking for that, it ain't on here.
No.
If you looking for Frasier and you like that show, it ain't on here.
No.
If you looking for Cheers and you like that show, it ain't
Cheers
on
was
here.
Good. It should have been.
It
on
was.
There.
It ain't make it.
I ain't put it on the list. I forgot about
see?
It.
See?
But I did watch it. It was a good show.
It was all right. Sorry. It didn't make the list, okay?
Well, now, I already know what show's going to win it, so let's do it. It's only what the only way it don't win if it loses on a coin toss, and it should.
All right, so we gonna go down this. We pick 32 shows. The bracket is prepared. It was prepared randomized.
Damn, you picked a lot of shows, then, because I ain't picked that many.
You picked 16.
Really?
Yeah, you had 16 up there. So
it was 16.
Yeah, it was 16 shows.
I had to Google some shows.
yeah, man. But it was cool, man. We picked 16 shows. Again, the bracket. It's randomized. The integrity of the bracket will be upheld. There's going to be some matchups that motherfuckers ain't going to like.
Yeah, namely me.
It didn't happen on two. It didn't happen on both brackets. We had Family Guy go out in the first round.
For real. And American Dad moved on. Like, come on.
You know, we had a first round matchup with Queen of the South and Snowfall.
Which was bullshit.
Hey, the integrity of the bracket, man. You know, we keep the integrity of the bracket. So, first up, we have The Cosby Show versus Scrubs.
Bill Cosby, man.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, man.
Well, I like Scrubs, nigga.
No.
You ain't never looking.
Not over The Cosby Show.
Not over The Cosby Show?
Nah, man.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Scrubs was funny, bro.
No, it wasn't.
It was, dog. You ain't never seen Scrubs?
Yeah, I did. I watched like 2-3 episodes, and I was like, I ain't watching this.
I ain't like The Cosby Show. I ain't like the Huxtables. Nigga, coin flip. You coin. I ain't like the fuck them Huxtables.
Tails or the Huxtables. It's heads.
It's heads. Oh,
that's
shit.
That's bullshit.
Hey, man, I didn't even bring my pen. Let me go get my pen real quick to these people and tell them why the Huxtables was your shit.
It really wasn't my shit. It was just a good show, you know? How do you not like Bill Cosby? I mean, I can get it now, you know what I'm saying? I get why you don't like him now, but that was a good show, man.
I ain't like that show.
And then because of that, you had a different world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? The only person I liked on that show was the wife. Like, that's the only person I liked on that show.
Felicia Rashad.
That's the only person I liked on that show was the white.
Oops, sorry.
Now you good. Up next, we got The Jeffersons versus The Good Place.
What the fuck's The Good Place?
The Good Place is Kristen Bell. She dies and...
Kristen Bell?
Kristen. Yeah, that's what I said, dude.
No.
What did I say? Christian? Kristen. Kristen Bell. Excuse me.
The Jeffersons.
I gotta go with the Jeffersons.
I ain't vote no show with Kristen Bell on it.
Yo, that show's mad funny, though.
Okay.
That show's mad funny, though. But The Jeffersons is my shit because, you know, he was calling motherfuckers honkies.
You're terrible. I don't condone that on my white friends. Just letting y'all know.
You don't condone that.
No.
I'm just saying it was funny, you know, because, you know, those white people was trying to outshine him, but he was like, nah, I ain't having it. We up there. Florence was pretty funny, too.
Truthfully, I don't even remember the goddamn show.
Really?
Nigga, that's before my time.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's before yours, too, since I'm older than you.
I know, but I watched it.
Shit.
My grandma used to have the fucking Nick at Night on all the time. And all them shows used to come on that shit. The Jeffersons, all that. Up next, we got In Living Color versus The Parenthood.
In Living Color.
Going with In Living Color as well. Tell the people what The Parenthood is about.
It's a show of Robert Townsend. That's all I can tell you. That's all. And I put it on the list. I know I watched it, but that was like 92 or whatever. I don't remember that shit.
Up next, we got Boy Meets World versus Key and Peele.
Topanga.
What?
I said Topanga, nigga.
Yeah, I go with Boy Meets World.
If Topanga wasn't on that show, I don't know. It might not make it two seasons.
Really, man? She wasn't even that prevalent of a character in that goddamn show, man. Come on.
What are you talking about?
He had a crush on the bitch, but come on, man. Like, the show was more about him and his friend, the other guy.
You don't even know who he is.
I forget his name.
Sean, nigga. Sean. Corey and Sean.
Whatever, nigga.
Yeah, that's why I said Topanga, nigga. You don't even know the nigga's names.
It was a good show, man.
It was a good show.
Up next, we got Mad TV versus...
Whatever. Whatever is against Mad TV.
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
I like Mad TV,
though. I hated Mad TV.
How you hated Mad TV?
That shit was stupid.
With Aries Spears and...
I don't even know who that is.
The black guy on there.
Saturday Night Live.
God, flip a coin, you motherfucker.
Seriously?
Call yeah, it. Man, Mad TV was funnier, dog.
You call it.
Tails.
Heads.
God damn it. You know Mad TV was funnier.
No, it wasn't. I ain't watched that shit. That shit wasn't
Come
funny.
Come on, man. Stewart.
I don't even know who that is.
God damn it. Nigga, go start. Go watch Mad TV.
Nah. It's probably some...
For the listeners, they know Mad TV was a better sketch comedy show than Where SNL.
Huh?
It was on Fox.
Where is it now?
It's off the air. It's exactly. Been off the air. What you mean? Exactly.
My point exactly. Next.
It was on Fox. You know what Fox do with shows. Stop playing. Stop playing, man. Up next, we got The Office versus I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy. It was funny as hell, man. I like that show.
The Office wasn't funny at all.
The Office was pretty funny.
Yeah, anything with Steve Cottrell or whatever the fuck his name is, that shit is not funny. Damn, he is not funny at all.
You gonna do that man like that?
Yup. Just like you hate Melissa McCarthy, I hate that nigga. Word up. Word up.
You just had to bring Melissa McCarthy into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like you hate her, that's how I hate him.
Damn, bro, that's fucked up. Up next, we got The Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show.
Versus Home Improvement.
Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show.
Yeah, I'm rolling with The Chappelle Show as well. Woo-hoo. Okay.
Let's start the show.
I didn't think you was going to give me the whole fucking thing. Up next, we got Sanford and Son versus Big Bang Theory.
Come on, Big Bang.
I ain't gonna hear to your voice.
Like, y'all, you about to piss me off. You was about to piss me off. Because if I went out on a coin flip, that's the end of this podcast.
I ain't gonna hear to your boys like that, man. I ain't gonna hear to them like that. Sanford and Son was pretty funny, but, you know, I've sat with the Big Bang Theory for a while here, man.
Yo, I've got 12 seasons of Big Bang. Come on.
Yeah. Sanford and Son was pretty funny, man.
Yes, it was.
Up next, we got Shameless versus Weeds.
I ain't never seen either one of those. So I'm going to just take your word on it.
Now, Weeds is about a suburban housewife who got divorced.
I'm going with Shameless.
Damn, I'm going to tell you what both shows are about. Hold on.
I'm just going with Shameless.
It's about a suburban housewife who
got divorced. I don't care about suburban housewives.
Well, hold on, man. Can I finish telling you what the show is about for the audience, bro?
Go ahead.
She got divorced, and she trying to take care of her kids, so she decides that she going to start selling weed. And her distributor and grower is a black lady and a black man from the hood, and she be going down to the hood. It's pretty funny how she be trying to go down to the hood.
Shameless.
Trying to do this shit. And Shameless is about a Chicago family that they're poor, and their dad's an alcoholic, and they trying to make it. It's pretty funny as well. I never knew white people could be that fucking hilarious, though. Like, they be doing some crazy-ass shit on Shameless. But it's based on a British comedy of the same name.
Kind of like The Office.
Shameless.
We're going with Shameless.
Even though you should check out Weeds.
Up next,
we got the Jamie Foxx show versus Boston Legal. Boston Legal is starring William Shatner and James Spader. They play lawyers.
I mean, I'm going with the Jamie Foxx show, but I only put it on there so it can get voted out in the first round, but...
Well, we coin flip it because Boston Legal is funnier than that shit. I don't give a fuck what you say.
I never seen it, so.
Boston Legal is funnier than that shit. All they right. play two lawyers and they be in the courtroom.
I'm calling heads on the Fox show.
All right.
And it's tails. It got voted on the first round. There you go.
Boston Legal.
Because that Jamie Foxx show was trash. That shit was garbage.
Yeah.
He did the same sorry ass joke for 4 years.
Boston Legal is on Hulu, I think, now, or Amazon.
Okay.
It's on Amazon, so it's short. It's like two seasons. It's pretty short, but
I ain't watching it.
You know, it's pretty funny, man. Up next, we got Family Matters versus Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Ooh.
Whose Line Is It Anyway was Drew Carey. Wayne Brady and the bunch.
I liked Whose Line What Is It Anyway.
You know, it was an improv show where they just did shit off the fly. Think Wildin' Out, because that's where Wildin' Out got the idea from. They stole it from Whose Line Is It Anyway.
I'm gonna go with Family Matters, but I like both of them.
I'm gonna go with Family Matters as well, man. You just can't beat Steve, man. Steve Urkel is funny as hell,
for real. I've actually been watching that a lot lately.
Yeah?
I think it's been coming on like TBS early in the mornings and shit.
Yep. Up next, we got Friends versus Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I know what you're going to say.
Of course. Of course.
We're going to coin flip this.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's nothing against Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I've only seen like two episodes.
Yeah. I'll call Tails for Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Where is it? Oh. I can't tell you.
All right,
hold on.
The light glaring off the joint. I can't see it.
It's heads.
It's heads? Ah, man. Friends is moving on. Hannah, you know how I feel about Friends.
Oh, Hannah like Friends?
Yeah, Hannah loves Friends.
Friends was a good show. I liked it.
It was all right. Up next. We got Living Single versus Everybody Hates Chris. Julius. Rochelle.
Who you got?
I got Everybody Hates Chris. I think that was funnier than Living Single. Living Single was a good show, but...
We're going to coin flip it just because right. I can't.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You call it.
I'm going to call heads. Oops. Tails it is.
Everybody Hates Chris is moving on.
Up next, we got
The Golden Girls versus...
The Golden Girls on this list.
versus Married with Children.
Married with Children.
I'm going to have to go Married with Children as well, man. I was mad that the Golden Girls got matched up against... Yo, man, Al Bundy.
Yo, I still watch that shit to this day.
I do too, man.
The way he talks shit to them fat bitches when he's putting them shoes on, man. Word up.
Oh, man.
Like, you can't say that shit nowadays.
He can say whatever the fuck he wanted to say. We coming down to the wire. We got two more matchups here in the first round. We have Martin versus the Wayans brothers.
Wayans brothers. Martin, to me, I can't watch that shit now.
You can't watch that
at
shit
all.
The only episode of Martin that I can watch now is the joint where he pretended to be Nino Brown when somebody stole his Walkman. He got him sitting in all black. That shit was pretty funny, but all the rest of them shits, I can't really get into it now, the rewatchability of it. So, yeah, I'm going with the Wayans brothers as well.
Yo, in all honesty to me, Martin Lawrence really ain't that funny.
Yeah, we discussed this last time. It wasn't that funny. It is what it is. I mean, he's decent, but, you know.
Decent is...
You asked me to think of a solo movie that he did by himself that was funny. And I couldn't get one because every one that I thought about that he was funny in was he was with somebody else, like Life, mm-hmm. that had Eddie Murphy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then I thought about, I was like, oh, okay. Well, he was funny in Boomerang, but Eddie Murphy was in Boomerang. And I was like, oh, shit. Well, then I was like, well, he was funny. He was a little funny in House Party. And I was like, oh, shit.
This Kid and Play was funny. You know? Which I watched House Party the other day, too.
You know? And then I was like, oh, well, you know, Bad Boys. Yep,
no,
yeah,
Will Smith. Well.
And I was like, damn, I can't think of one movie that Martin was in by himself that was just funny.
Because they're not. He's not.
Yeah. So
he's like Mike Epps.
Mike Epps is worse than me. Like, I don't give a fuck with you. You know, Martin during stand up, he can hold it a little bit. Mike Epps just I looked at three whole shows of his and didn't laugh one time.
Wow, you watched three? Watched one.
No, I thought maybe it was a fluke. Maybe like, okay, this ain't his night. You know what I'm saying? So I watched two more just to see where he was at. And he ain't funny at all.
Dude, killing me.
And finally, we have A Different World versus The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, come on. Come on. You could have put A Different World up against Martin. I would have voted that shit over.
Hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do with the
integrity. I'm sorry, A Different World, man, but I got to go Fresh Prince. I love A Different World, too.
I do, too, baby. But we got to go Fresh Prince here, man.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
The integrity of the bracket, man.
And for those who've watched A Different World, Jasmine Guy don't sound like that in real life. I don't know how she did that annoying-ass fucking voice.
Yeah.
All them years. She sounds nothing like that.
We're moving on to the next round.
I need a refill.
You need a refill?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you can go get your refill while I run down this real quick. So, out of the first round, the Cosby Show got eliminated. Key and Peele got eliminated. Home Improvement was eliminated. A Good Place was eliminated. What's going on, brother?
What's up,
Marty? Not much, man. Recording a podcast right now.
Oh, okay. Give me back.
I will.
You just made the show.
You just made the show, too. Yep. You're on here.
Yo, what's up,
man? For those who can't hear that's my brother Julian. He's on the line. You know, we might get him on. We might get you on an episode one of these days, bro. All
right, just let me know.
Yeah, man. You know, we record on Saturdays, so if we can get you on one of these days. But I'm going to give you a call back once I'm finished here, all right?
All right, man. I'll holler at you later, man.
All right, brother.
All right, go.
Go. The Office got eliminated in the first round. The Parenthood got eliminated in the first round.
That's what it was there for.
Sanford and Son got eliminated in the first round. Mad TV was eliminated in the first round.
Good.
Weeds, The Golden Girls, Martin, The Jamie Foxx Show, Living Single, A Different World, Whose Line Is It Anyway, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine were all eliminated in the first round. Second round start.
Let's do it.
We got the Jeffersons versus Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show.
We moving Chappelle Show on. Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo!
I can't believe you would do that every time.
Probably.
Up next, we got Big Bang Theory versus...
Big Bang Theory. I don't even care what it's up against.
Can I tell the people what sure. it's up against? It's up against Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
okay?
Big Bang Theory. By Saturday Night Live. If all your seasons had Eddie Murphy in it, it might be tough to beat.
Big Bang is moving on. Up next, we got the Wayans Brothers versus Boston Legal.
Wayans Brothers.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wayans Brothers too. Boston Legal is funny though, man. Y'all got to check that shit out. James Spader and William Shatner, just they play off each other so well. And they two...
James Spader is funny.
They two great actors, man. Two great actors.
Shatner, he's just... I look at Shatner, all I see is Star Trek, so...
Nah, man, when you look at him in that shit, because he old, when you look at him in that shit, you don't think that. Like,
oh.
He's just, they're so funny in that show, man. Up next, you got Family Matters versus Friends.
Family Matters.
Family Matters it is. Sorry, Hannah.
You was waiting to vote on Friends. I should have coin flipped it just to piss you off.
You wouldn't have pissed me off. Now with that, I mean, Family Matters is funny, but, you know, when we talk about, like, overarching story, Friends did have a better overall story. Yeah. Up next, we got I Love Lucy versus In Living Color.
In Living Color.
Man, that was hard for me, man.
Sorry, Lucy. You were funny. You made it to the second round. You were definitely funny.
I know, man.
But In Living Color, nah.
Yeah, I got to go with In Living Color, too, man. I love Lucy, man, but dang.
You know what's going to suck?
What?
I don't know how the brackets is set up, but if In Living Color comes up against, like, Chappelle Show or something, like, ooh.
Up next, we got Scrubs versus Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World. Oh, excuse me, Topanga.
All right, man, we moving Boy Meets World.
We're moving on with Topanga. Let's do it.
I honestly don't know how they made it this far.
Because it's got Topanga in it.
But is it funny? Dude, I don't know.
Vader even was on the show.
I don't even know if it was funny, man.
It was funny. Eric got stupider and stupider every season.
Up next, we got Shameless versus Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Married with Children is funnier, but overall show, I think Shameless is better. But we are doing comedy, so I'm going to go with Married with Children on this one. Shameless actually made the list because we were running low on comedies. Like, it's funny, but it's... They list it as a comedy because they do comedic stuff, but it's just naturally... funny. It's not like they're trying to be funny. And last but not least, we have Everybody Hates Chris versus the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince is moving on. Damn, Chris. Damn, Chris.
I ain't even gonna walk up front. I didn't watch that much.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Chris Rock, man.
Yo, Aries in there throwing a fit.
No, he's not crying. That's not him crying. He's trying to talk. He's trying to talk. Right. Yeah. So the Jeffersons were eliminated. Scrubs was eliminated. I Love Lucy was eliminated. Saturday Night Live was eliminated. Shameless was eliminated. Boston Legal, Everyone Hates Chris. Well, everybody hates Chris. And Friends were eliminated. We're down to the Elite Eight. Are you ready, sir?
Let's do it.
First up, we have Boy Meets World versus The Chappelle Show.
Chappelle's Show.
I gotta go with Chappelle's Show.
I didn't want to do it though. I was about to say fucking coin flip, but I would be doing Chappelle's Show wrong if I did that.
You'd be doing an injustice if you did that. That's not even right. Integrity of the bracket, sir. Up next, we got the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air versus Family Matters.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go with Fresh Prince as well.
It's got more memorable, funny moments to me.
Yeah.
Yo, you think about all the girls Will Smith dated on that show? Like, he dated some women.
Nia Long.
Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. Yeah.
What's the supermodel?
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I know there's more. I just can't think of them.
Yeah, man. You have a nice little,
for real. Little
collection there. All right.
Any married one of them.
Up next, we have Married with Children versus the Wayans Brothers.
Married with Children.
Going with Married with Children as well. Al Bundy was just funny as well.
Yeah, he was. He made that show. Him and his dumbass kids.
And last but not least, we have In Living Color versus...
By In Living Color, Big I'm sorry. Bang Theory. I'm sorry.
What?
You heard me.
What?
You want a coin flip? We can coin flip it, but... Big Bang Theory is my all-time favorite show over anything.
But was it funnier?
It's funny to me.
Than In Living Color, though.
It is to me.
I don't know about that, man. I'm sorry, man. I like Big Bang Theory.
I can watch Big Bang Theory over any show.
We're going to have to coin flip that one. I like Big Bang, but I'm sorry. I'm going heads for In Living Color.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Heads,
bitch.
In Living Color. I'm sorry, man. Sheldon and all of them are great, man, but I got to. I had to. I think In Living Color was funnier, man. Just on the scale. You know. The final four.
Who cares?
We got Married with Children versus the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Married with Children.
We'll go Married with Children as well. Then you have In Living Color versus Chappelle's Show.
Chappelle's Show.
I'm going to go Chappelle's Show as well. And then finally, for the championship of greatest comedy of all time, Chappelle's Show versus Married with Children. Big Bang Theory.
I'm going Married with Children.
What?
Yep.
Coin flip, man. Chappelle's Show.
Chappelle's Show only gave me 2 years.
It don't matter. It's funny.
Married with Children gave me like 10, 15 years of him talking shit about fat bitches, putting on shoes, and degrading that ugly bitch that was next door.
You call it, bro. Call it, man.
I'm calling tails. Heads.
Chappelle's Show is the greatest comedy show of all time. Memorable moments in the Chappelle Show. Quotables. What?
I still never watched the third season.
Third season was still pretty funny.
I still never watched it.
Yeah, it still was pretty funny. It still had him in it. It was just lost sketches.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it was great. It was great.
Is Wayne Brady gonna have to slap a bitch?
And Living Color was great too, man. I'm sorry that I had to do you like that, man. I like Big Bang, but
you're not sorry.
I am sorry, man. I like Big. Dude, I'm an avid Big Bang watcher too, man. Like, why you trying to act like I didn't like the show too, man? Why you trying to act like that? I ain't like the show either? You know? I mean, Person of Interest was supposed to win Best Drama Series of all time, but you ain't never seen it, so you couldn't make a valid argument towards it, so you got eliminated in like the second round.
Fuck that. Snowfall is better than that. That shit ain't making out the first. And you ain't even watch all of Snowfall, so I don't want to hear your opinion.
Snowfall ain't better than Person of Interest. I'm sorry.
You ain't even watch Snowfall.
Hey. Person of Interest.
You is probably stopped watching after dude got fucked in his ass.
Nah, man. I watched 8 episodes of the joint, man.
You didn't even finish the first season.
I know I ain't finished the first season. It was tough.
How's it tough?
It was nigga, do you know it took me 4 times to watch the first episode? 4 times?
I don't care.
I mean, the show ain't bad, but goddamn.
It gets so much better.
I understand it gets so much better, but it took me too long to get better.
What are you talking about?
It was decent starting off. It took me a minute to get into that shit. Please. Person of Interest, man. That shit grab you for the first episode. And keep your attention all the way through, man. That's the greatest series I've ever watched from start to finish.
Not me.
We already know the Big Bang Theory is the greatest show you've ever watched from start to finish. We got it. I like the Big Bang Theory, man. I love Sheldon. Raj.
Fuck Raj, his gay ass.
Come on, man. You got to be well invested in all the characters, man.
I am.
You know, Person of Interest had Taraji P. Henson in that joint.
I don't give a fuck about her.
As a detective. She was great.
I don't care about her. In that show. I watched her in Acrimony. I'm good. I don't need to see her in nothing else.
Why you good? Because you saw her in Acrimony.
Because I don't need to see nothing else.
Hey, man, it is what it is. Chappelle's Show won the bracket for greatest comedy series of all time. To the chagrin of my co-host here.
I mean, I love the Chappelle Show. Don't get me wrong, but, you know.
Who thinks the Big Bang Theory is the shit.
Yes. And I know a lot of people don't like it. I don't even care what your opinion is.
We here giving our opinion, but we don't give a damn what your opinion is.
But keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening. Keep listening. What other kind of bracket can we do? Oh, I got one. I got one. We could do a bracket for best cereal. You don't even eat cereal.
I don't eat cereal.
best snack or some shit.
I don't eat snacks.
Nigga, you eat chips. Like nachos.
I don't like nachos. I don't like cheese.
Hot dogs.
I don't think hot dogs is a snack.
Some fat motherfucker out here thinks that's a snack. You know? We could do like best fucking food, you know? Who knows?
Nah, let's do movies.
Best movie?
Do categories of movies. I've watched tons of movies. So.
Okay, categories of movies? So we can break them down, categories of movies. So the next one we could probably do, which one you want to start off with? Action?
It don't matter.
Action superhero? Or do you want to do superhero as a separate category?
You can do superhero as a separate category. Because action takes up a lot of different categories okay. When you really think about it.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we'll do movies for you guys next time. Well, not the very next episode. Our next episode will be recorded tonight as well. But next week or the week after, we'll try to squeeze that in and get that in for y'all, man. You know, we ain't got nothing but time.
For real. You ain't
got nothing but time. You quarantine, motherfucker. And if you ain't quarantined, get your ass in the house.
Shit.
You know? You got anything else for the people? Big Bang Theory.
Topanga.
Topanga.
Oh, shit.
No. Family Matters. Myra was better. I liked Myra. You liked Myra? Did you like Myra?
She passed away.
I know.
No, I liked Topanga better.
Oh, okay.
Topanga was my childhood crush.
Topanga Loser's out?
Yes.
Mine was Megan Good from Cousin Skeeter.
Well, I'm older than you, so. I never watched whatever the fuck show you just said.
You never watched Cousin Skeeter?
I never even heard of it.
It came on Nickelodeon.
I ain't watched Nickelodeon.
You ain't watched Nickelodeon?
I don't know.
She was Boy Meets World. She was out there, Boy Meets World, innit? Topanga was your high school. Was your crush run up? Of yeah, all man. The women in the world, Topanga. Nigga, you's a fucking fossil. You could have said anybody else in the world. He said to when the fuck did Boy Meets World come out? Like 93?
In the 90s. I was a kid.
He was a kid. He was like, oh, Topanga.
Yes.
Yeah.
93, I was what, 10 years old?
Topanga. I don't know, man. I ain't see it. Maybe it's because at the time, I'm young. White girls ain't do it for me at that age.
I particularly don't like black women, so.
Clarissa Explains It All. You ever seen that show?
No.
No. I don't know, man. I'm just throwing out.
I mean, if you really want me to take it back.
You ain't like the chicks from off Clueless? Stacey Dash and the other chick? The white chick?
Alicia Silverstone?
No, not the one from the movie. The TV show.
I never watched the TV show.
Really?
Who the fuck watched that shit?
I don't know, man. Niggas watch it.
No, they don't.
Niggas ain't watch it.
Now, if you really wanted me to take it back, I would say somebody like.
What's the chick from the Addams Family? Morticia.
What?
The chick from the Addams Family. Morticia. What her name was? Morticia.
The old bitch?
No, the wife.
The old bitch.
She was old?
Angelica Houston?
I guess, nigga.
Dude, what are you talking about? You liked MILFs? Back in the day? I was going to say maybe something like in the 80s, Alyssa Milano or something.
Alyssa Milano. Okay, man, whatever, dog. I'm just trying to bring out, I was just bringing out women that was on TV at the time.
You brought out a MILF. Like, I'm like, hold on, you said the wife. Okay.
Yeah. That even reminds me. They used to have that show called The Monsters, too, where the wife was all right, and she was married to Frankenstein or some shit. You ever see that show? Monsters?
The Munsters.
The Munsters, yeah. That was a pretty decent show.
I don't know.
The chick from Andy Griffin? Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, fucking with you. The chick from Dukes of Hazzard.
I never watched the original.
Story. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to think of shit that probably came out when you was young because you're a fucking fossil.
I was born in 83, man. I'm an 80s baby.
I know, man.
Fuck you. What was you born in, like, 88?
87, dog. 87. But, man, we had so much fun doing these shows, man. You're funny as fuck.
You sit in to bring it out old bitches. You and your Golden Girls. How the fuck that shit make the list?
Yo, Golden Girls is funny
that
as
shit
fuck.
Ain't funny, man. Blanche was a Hulk. That's all I know.
Hey, look, don't talk about Blanche like that, okay?
She was the original Hulk.
She was the original. She's the OG Hulk. Yeah. But as always, man, we appreciate you guys listening, man. This has been the Two Sis and Nine Sis podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I'm Antoine White Slicker, and we out.
We out.